This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, a lot of folks are looking forward to this interview. I, not so much. Dana Bash is the one who's going to be conducting it. I went back and looked at her interview of J.D. Vance, and it was really kind of interesting to see as though she was the defender or the lawyer for not only CNN but other members of the mainstream media in the way that they're handling information. There's a comment made by J.D. Vance relative to a number of Tim Walz's lies that are just blatant lies that he has been puffing for his resume over his years of service and focusing in on that. And it's interesting because her comeback to that is Trump's bone spurs. Now, what is Trump's bone spurs and getting a deferral to being drafted have to do with lying? Does she have evidence that he didn't have bone spurs? Because she didn't bring forth any evidence that there was no bone spurs. If you've never had bone spurs, you can, I can tell you they can be incredibly debilitating, so much so that I had to have a complete total shoulder replacement as a result of those. They kept repeatedly coming back. I had five in my shoulder the size of a thumb, and I couldn't even lift my arm above my shoulder because it was too damn painful. So it's interesting how we counterattack on something by bringing forward something about his running mate that she has no evidence that it wasn't meaningful or that it was just made up and that he didn't have any bone spurs. And, you know, it's like, is that the role of the media? If you don't have it, why are you trying to bring it? So it's going to be interesting to see whether or not Dana Bash this evening is going to end up being the cheerleader for the Democratic Party, and we're going to find out whether or not there's going to be any challenging questions as it relates to policy. Some of the stuff that has been revealed thus far has gone like nowhere. In fact, bipartisan criticism of a lot of the policies that have been brought forward thus far. These price gouging manifestations that are being engaged in by this administration with little or no evidence to support the accusation. And in a capitalistic economy and society, I like to ask the most apparent question of everyone. If you have a business, are you not trying to make the most profit that you can make each and every day? And there's a delicate balance as to what consumers are willing to pay and what they're not willing to pay. And I have yet to meet an organization that is not trying to step as close to that line as possible on any given day. And that's to include not-for-profits that are running for-profit operations for a not-for-profit umbrella organization. So these little sound bites, they sound great, but I mean, it's just completely, totally counter to the manner in which this economy works and businesses operate. And they talk about these CEOs like they're two-headed Gila monsters. Well, they have obligations, fiduciary obligations, to a whole lot of people, investors, stockholders, and others. And they have to balance those interests against the interest of society at large each and every day. And sometimes those decisions are not that easy. They're very difficult to create that balance. Some happen to be able to do it more than others, depending on the nature of the company, the nature of the their financial statements, whether they're in a successful position or in distress. But if you've never been inside of a boardroom of an organization that is out there trying to make it happen each and every day, you don't understand these concepts, these principles of how this actually works. And that's what really comes out in my mind, that these individuals have never been there. They haven't had to make these tough decisions. They haven't understood the balance of the fiduciary obligation that you have to investors. And these investors, I know they want you to believe that they're all sitting around in a cigar smoke filled room, at some country club or private club, and that's all there is. Well, every one of you that have a 401k, you're an investor. Every one of you that have a deferred comp plan, you're an investor. Every one of you that have a retirement system, that system is an investor. And in fact, the way that you improve your financial position and whether or not a pension fund is actuarially appropriately funded is because of investment decisions that they make. And they themselves are putting pressure on these companies to extract profits so that the value of their stock portfolio goes up. And they're able to give you a cost of living adjustment, otherwise known as COLAs, or otherwise, you are an investor. So don't fall prey to them trying to make you believe that the only investors of any consequence in this country are those smoking Cuban cigars in a country club or private club, because it's not true. It is not true. And the fact of the matter is, your own private banks, there's a connection between the success of that bank and the products that they're willing to offer to their customers and how much risk they are willing to take. And the ideology of whether or not they're going to be more aggressive or not. And you know what? That impacts your life each and every day. The return that you're making on your money market or account, or the return that you're making on deposits, or the CD amounts that are being offered, the special promotions that are being offered by your bank. That bank makes investments. Indirectly, you're impacted by that. And more often than not, if they're successful, you will have the ability to enhance your investment or the instruments that you utilize that that bank has to offer. And in the end, you are an investor. It's amazing to me how we don't connect these dots. I just simply don't get it. But they would have you believe again that there's just a small group of people here that are the only ones making money and that no one else is impacted by any of this. Now, if you want to buy that, go right ahead. It's your right to go ahead and buy that. My simple suggestion would just simply be challenge them. Have them explain to you why you would not be impacted and how they're going to go about putting in place what they're trying to put in place, that it only impacts those cigar-smoking individuals in a private club or country club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's amazing, too, how in today's world, as many female executives that we have out there that are true difference maker, that are incredibly bright, incredibly smart, understand the concepts of capitalism and are very successful in their own right, there's never the negative connotation applied to any of them. It's only males, right? And it's like any time that that presents itself or reveals itself in that fashion, you know that it's BS. And I'm turned off totally by it from the first step when they go down that path. Because they're faced with those same challenges as any male executive is. The female executive, same thing. It's the position. It's the fiduciary obligation that you have. But don't disconnect yourself from the economy in this way. Because you will be impacted. And every investment you make, you're out there fighting for that extra dollar, right? You're out there fighting for that extra dollar. Some people have been very successful. I know a lot of people that started out with little or no money, no legacy money, made a lot of right choices in the stock market, and created a lot of wealth for themselves over the years. And now we have an administration that wants to come in, and this present administration as well, that wants to punish all of these people that have been able to become very successful. And the threshold today that they're talking about is if you have $100 million or more, that they want to tax unrealized gains. You invest in a stock, it increases in value by 50 cents a share. You own 1,000 shares, right? You've increased your value. And the moment in time, I guess, or the average over a year, you know, the devil's in the details, they want to tax you on that, but you've never cashed out of the stock. So this year you could be having a gain on it. Next year the stock could go in the tank. If you want a stock to go in the tank, give it to Newell Norman, and if I invest a dollar in it, I can promise you, you can invest on the short because that stock will go to the toilet. There's no company out there that wants me to invest in it because I will drive the price down. That's been my success rate in the stock market, the complete opposite. So don't divorce yourself from the overall capital markets, the economy, because it's just simply not true. But they keep driving this as though it has no impact for you. One thing for sure, typically when the tide is rising, it rises for all. In fact, more often than not, you see your 401k value going up. It's a very strong tool, investment tool, utilized by who? Middle income people, right? Every day, Jane and Joe walking down the street, setting aside a little nest egg so that when they retire, to have something extra on top of Social Security so that they can actually make that decision. But the moment in time you're dragging a sector of the investor down, if anyone truly believes that that's not going to have an effect on all others, Just look at history. It has a tendency to repeat itself. We'll be right back after the break. We'll visit with Hans von Spakovsky about the most recent court ruling on keeping families together. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.